This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
It's a great story, but did it really happen? This is a question that has been hotly debated now for about 2,000 years. It's a great story, but did it really happen? Is it true? Is it true? I think all of us at some point in our lives also wrestle with that. Maybe we're still wrestling with it. Did this really happen? And if it happened, what does it mean? What does it mean for me? What does it matter for my life? Now, books are written on this topic. Books are written about the books on this topic. Speeches are given. All sorts of lectures and such, which we certainly don't have time for this morning. But just a couple of points I'll give to the first question. Did this really happen? Well, if you listen to that gospel, and any of the gospels about this event, the resurrection of the Lord, there's a few things that you'll notice. Today's, for example, they go running to the tomb, they go in the tomb, and they find the burial cloths, one rolled up neatly on the side, the other one on the other side. If this was a case of grave robbers, why would they unwrap a body that had been shredded by a scourging and crucified and was in the ground for 3 days, and then take it? Doesn't make much sense. If it was just a story, why did his closest followers either lose their lives or die in exile rather than proclaim that it was a lie? Why would you give your life for a lie? If this story had about as much truth to it as the tooth fairy, sorry kids, when was the last person you heard died for the tooth fairy? Rather than say, oh no. It doesn't make sense. And even the first apostles, the first leaders of this movement were uneducated, simple people from the middle of nowhere. And continually in the scriptures, in the gospels, we see them presented as cowards who didn't understand what was happening. If you were trying to promote your brand, if you were trying to sell books, why would you make yourself look so bad and stupid, quite frankly? If you were just trying to, I don't know, earn a living. There was something deeper going on. There was more to the story. Down through the ages, since then, countless men and women have found something in this story, in this truth, in the greatest story ever told, as it was once termed, that transformed their lives. And all of us here today are here because that either has transformed our lives or perhaps the lives of people that we care deeply about. And there's something to that. Something catches our attention and draws us in and brings us here. Because in a world that is pretty dark, pretty messed up in many ways, we need a sense of hope. A sense that even as bad as things might get, it's not the end of the story. It's not the end. There's something beyond. That death is not it. And that's the great hope that this celebration gives us. The cross, which was the ultimate symbol of death and torture and domination, becomes a sign that death isn't the end of the story, becomes a sign of hope that inspires us. Now, what does this mean for us? What does this story really mean? What does it do? Well, we got to go back to the beginning to realize that way back when God created us good. He created us good. He created us for relationship with Him and with each other, a positive, loving, fruitful, holy relationship. And He gave us the freedom to be able to choose that, to be able to love. If we're not free, we can't love. If we're not free, it's impossible. I could program a robot to tell me that it loves me, but that would be meaningless because the robot has no choice. It does what I tell it to do. God could have made us robots. He didn't. He made us free. But the dark side of that is that we could use that freedom in a sad, selfish way, in a sinful way. And humanity, look around, read the news, watch the news, certainly does that. We certainly got really good at using our freedom in a way that breaks down our relationship with God and with other people, and even with ourselves. It was the ultimate pandemic that infects all of humanity. So though God had created us good, we became captured, we became infected by this ultimate virus. Through our freedom, instead of love, so easily, even each day, we choose sin, we choose selfishness. We choose to separate ourselves more from the Lord of life, from our brothers and sisters. But God said, no, I'm not going to allow that to be the end of the story. I'm not going to allow sin and ultimately death to have the last word. So He came, personally came to be one of us, to live with us, to teach us, to show us God's love, and ultimately through giving His own life for us, the ultimate act of love, He was able to heal what was broken, to free us, to rescue us from the darkness that dwells in all of us that we can't seem to get rid of. How many of us here today have tried to give up a bad habit? Whether it's the way we talk about people or our anger or our lust or our greed or whatever it might be. How many of us have tried time and again and failed to break a habit that really breaks down and harms our relationships with God and with others? We can't do it alone. We can't do it on our own. The great hope of today, of this celebration, is that Christ came, lived among us, lived a truly human life to the end without ever once committing a sin, without ever once harming anyone, and ultimately rising again, even taking the most horrible crime ever committed and bringing good out of it, saying, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, and giving us a chance of life again, of hope, that even though there may be some areas of darkness in us, we're still good, and He is here to help to maximize that and to draw us ultimately to the life of heaven. And that's ultimately, brothers and sisters, why this day matters. Because as St. Paul says, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then all of this whole Christianity thing is kind of pointless. What's the point? If Jesus Himself didn't rise, there's no hope for any of us. There's no heaven. There's no afterlife. Or true life, I guess you could say. When you die, you're done. That's it. But if He rose, that changes everything. If He rose, we have hope that one day we also will rise again. That even if for a time our earthly body does die and is buried, one day, and Jesus promised us this, one day He will return. We say this every Sunday at Mass, that He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and then His kingdom will have no end. That's what we look forward to. We look forward to a reality where death and suffering and pain and division and loss and grief are not the end of the story. They do not have the final word. But Jesus Christ, the light of our world, of our lives, has conquered all of that and has promised us that if we are faithful to him, if we journey with him day in and day out, if we refuse to give up and get discouraged on that journey, no matter how difficult it might be, that we will see him face to face in eternity. It is that hope that brings us together this morning, that brings us here every Sunday and every day, to renew that hope in our hearts, to renew that grace of God that can help us to overcome the darkness in our own hearts, our own minds, and that draws us throughout our whole journey of life more and more fully to the heart of our Father. That is not just good news, it is truly the best news ever. That's why we say Alleluia today with such joy. We praise our God for his goodness, for rising again, and for promising us resurrection as well. Jesus is not dead, he is alive. And because of that, you and I don't have to worry about our end state. We know that in the end, we will be like him as well. For we will see him, our risen Lord Jesus, as he is. And in that we will rejoice forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.